Support for Where You Eat on WWNO comes from Care Restaurant and Hotel Supply. More at CAIRESupply.com.
My dad cooked breakfast a lot when I was growing up. Pancakes were big, but no matter what he made, the meal usually included a little bologna, and I don't mean the sandwich meat. Cooking put my dad in the mood for stories, some about his days in the army, some about the dubious adventures his brothers got into when they were young. As the syrup and butter went on the pancakes, so the exaggeration and embroidery built these stories up to Paul Bunyan proportions. Later, I figured out Dad's tall tales were told mostly to entertain the kids staring at him from the table, me. But also, this was a form of bonding. My dad was never one to gush over heart-to-heart chats, but a social setting always got him going, and even just talking over a meal, the most natural thing in the world, propped open the door for better father and son time. Dad shared best when a third party was involved, and often food could fill that role. This brings us to Father's Day this weekend. Father's Day doesn't have the same fanfare as Mother's Day, and the holiday brunch or dinner out doesn't have the same obligatory status. But while we think about dads leading up to the day, it's natural to think about the rituals we've made with them. In my experience, quality dad time was always more about what we were doing than where we were going. It wasn't so much about a special restaurant visit. The hands-on work of making some special food together did feel right, though. If your dad is at his best around the smoker or the grill or the seafood boiling pot, then I'd say let him do his thing this weekend. Assist or admire from a safe distance, as your own experience with dad's cooking dictates. The point is to be there with him when he's at his ease and in his element. And if your dad is anything like mine, you probably shouldn't believe all the stories that come out at times like this, but as times go on, I bet you'll savor them. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty.
Good enough for me. The way it was, that's the way it's got to be. Told me all about the good times that he had, even when the times were sad. Was good enough for granddad.